পতিত পাবন তোমা বিনা কেহু না পতিত যাহারনি কঠে গঙ্গার পরস হইলে পশ্চাতে পাব দর্শনে পবিত্র কর স্থানে অপরাধে তারে হরি নাম হরি স্থানে তোমার স্থানে অপরাধে নাহি পরি তুমি কর দয়া পনার পতিত পাবন জয় রাধা মাধব সূর্য বিহারী জয় রাধা গোবিন্দ বল্লভ
परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतोषी श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य पीपीटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपी गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड श्यामा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथ परिधाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा की जय। श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय। गंगा माता गोस्वामिनी आविर्भाव महा महोत्सव की जय। बलदेव विद्याभूषण तिरोभाव महामहोत्सव की जय। गंगा पूजा गंगा दशहरा की जय। समवेत वैष्णव भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज। श्री गुरु श्री गुरांका हरे कृष्ण। ओ वैष्णव गोसाई प्लीज बी मर्सीफुल टू मी नाउ। देयर इज नो वन एक्सेप्ट यू who can purify the fallen souls. Where can anyone find such a merciful personality by whose mere audience sends all sins go far away. After bathing in the water of the sacred Ganges, many times one becomes purified. But just by the sight of you, the fallen souls are purified. This is your great power. The holy name delivers one who has committed an offense to Lord Hari. But if one commits an offense to you, there is no means of deliverance. Your heart is always the resting place of Lord Govinda, and Lord Govinda says, the Vaishnavas are in my heart. I desire the dust of your holy feet in every bath I may take. Please consider Narottam yours and be kind upon him. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakhirunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jana Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sa Padantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sadrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tan Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Se Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Sri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanyeshwaram. So today, a special day, there is no sloka, no verse, no blackboard. So today is Ganga Puja, Ganga Dasahara. It's that the sacred river Ganges descended on this earth planet. In this particular day, so we have to first start little glorification of Ganga Devi, then you can proceed. And Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, 15, chapter 15, verse 135, there is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Saravam Bhattacharya that he's telling, Daru Jala Rupe Krishna Prakata Samprati Darasane Snane Kare Jivera Mukati. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling, Daru means wood, cast, wood. Daru and Jala. Jala means water. In this age of Kali, though Lord is incarnated in his, as his holy name, but he also in two other forms he descended. He's telling Daru Jala Rupe Prakata Samprati. Now, in this age of Kali, Lord Sri Krishna is also manifested in two other forms. One is wood and another is water. Daru Brahma Rupe Sakhyat Si Purushottama Bhagirathi Han Jala Brahma Sama. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that in his wooden form he appeared as Si Purushottam Jagannath. And in the water form appeared as a divine water form, appeared as Mother Ganges. By simply taking darshan of Lord Jagannath, darshan snane kare jibere mukati, the conditioned souls, the living entities, they could deliver by simply seeing, having the direct darshan of Lord Jagannath and eating his prasad. Anyhow, in this bhaja telling, just having a darshan of Lord Jagannath, the conditioned souls can deliver from this cycle of birth and death. Similarly, if they take bath in water of Ganges regularly, or anyhow, if they take bath in Ganges water, they could also liberate it from this birth and death. So that's how you could understand how important in Bhagavatam, and also in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur told in four, there is four form. Bhagavatam, Ganga, holy name, and Vaishnavas. They are non-different from Krishna. They also consider as a form of Krishna. One must pay respect and worship them. And Bhagavatam is telling also Nimnaganam Jatha Ganga. Among the all the rivers that are flowing downwards to ocean, then the river Ganges is the holiest river. Bhagavatam says, Nimna Ganang Jatha Ganga Devarang Achyuta Jatha. As among the all the worshipable lords, Achyuta, Lord Sri Krishna is the supreme. Devarang Achyuta Jatha. Then among the all the Vedic scriptures, Puranas, Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest. And another? Vaishnavanang Jathasam. Among the Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the greatest. So in this way, we see the glorification of Ganga in different places. So Ganga was emanating from the lotus feet of Lord Narayana, Lord Vishnu. Or even in Brahmavidya Puran told, Ganga was originally was in Goloka Vrindavan as a gopi, but somehow one day when he was secretly mixing with Kavara, associating with Krishna, suddenly the message went to Radharani. When Radharani came in an angry mood, then she hid in a small form, just entered the nail, toenail of Krishna. Anyhow, there's a long story how Ganga appeared to this earth. So I'm not going, this will be a whole class. Anyhow, we know that Ganga descended from the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. And specifically there is problem for Sagara Vamsadhi, is one ancestry, Sagara Vamsadhi is in Surya dynasty. Same dynasty, Lord Ramchandra also came, but their forefathers were Sagara. King Sagara had no son, then he performed so much austerity, and then he asked whether you want one qualified son or you want thousands of unqualified, those maybe miscreants, they may create havoc in the world. But he thought if you want some, if he die, then he finish, like Maharaj Chitraketu, then I have no son. So I told better I have 6,000 sons. So these sons were not qualified. So when they are performing some Sagar, Mahasagar was performing Vasumatha Jagya, and then the horse was going ahead, they're following the horse. And the Kapila Muni was doing a tapasya, meditating. And Indra is a tricky fellow. He just took stolen the horse, and it tightened back up. There is a tree and a back up Kapila Muni. So the Sagaras, these sons of the Sagar, they thinking this is the guy. He's keeping our horse here, and he's just closing eyes and showing as he's meditating. So they started shouting, and sometimes some people even disturb him. So because in angry, when Lord Kapila Dev just look at them, they all burn to ashes. So anyhow, so that's why then the Kapila Muni told them that they could be delivered only if Mother Ganges come down, and when their bones and whatever the remaining part of their body, the bones and everything, they tossed with the Ganges water, then they would be delivered. So that's why Angshuman, then Dilip, they also part from austerity to bring Ganga down. And they are not so successful. Finally, Bhagiratha, he got successful. He pleased even then Mother Ganges told, okay, I will descend to the earth planet, I will go to in great force. So who can uphold me, just hold me and control my force? I don't find anyone. If I'll directly go to the earth planet, then I will just go down. So then you have Lord Shiva took the risk. Lord Shiva kept Ganga on his matted hairs. And finally Ganga came, then Lord Shiva again allowed Ganga down. And this way Ganga came to the earth planet, and Bhagirath was just walking ahead, and Ganga was following him. And in the way also Janu Muni ashram, Janu Muni also, because Ganga just coming down in great force, and then all the come in the same way that Janu Muni ashram was in there. Janu Muni was doing his sandhya vandana, and it just swept away all his instruments, his commando, his clothes, everything. Janu Muni came a little upon eyes and see who is this. Yes, so powerful. Before these saints, saintly persons like Janu Muni or Agastya Muni, they are so powerful. Just open his mouth and he drank all the Ganges water, put inside. Whole Ganges, there no Ganga anymore. So Bhagiratha again pleased Janu Muni, performed some pray him and serve him, then he pleased. Then Janu Muni allowed Ganga again. Some Puranas told that he come in right here. We are putting this Brahma Sutra, the genu, right? Told this is Ganga. So, and some places mentioned it come from Janu. Janu means thigh, from the thigh of Janu Muni. Anyhow, so then now he came to us known as Janhavi, daughter of Janu Muni. Then in this way go to Ganga Sagar, where Ganga and ocean mixed together. Actually Ganga not mixed with like other rivers. Ganga is not just merged in this ocean. She goes down. Tripatha Gamini. She is in Swarga, also in Martya, also in Patal. She's Mandakini, Ganga and Bhogavati. She is known as Bhogavati in Patal Loka. Anyhow, in this way the Ganga went to this place. Today is the day when Ganga descended from the heavenly planet to this earth planet. Today is also Ganga Mata Goswamini. Today appearance of Ganga Mata Goswamini. Who is Ganga Mata Goswamini? Ganga Mata Goswamini, a great Vaishnavi. She is also Acharya, one of the Acharya in our Sampradaya, Gaudiya Sampradaya. Lord Jagannath directly ordered the king to appoint her as a Acharya and king. He ordered king of the Puri, that Mukunda Dev was king of Puri. He ordered Mukunda Dev, you must take initiation from this. All that long story, I am coming down. Anyhow, so Ganga Devi, Ganga Mata Goswami was, he was in her early name, family name was Sachi. She was born as a princess. Her father was Naresh Narayan, King Naresh Narayan, as a some small kingdom, she was king. And he is Naresh Narayan, no other son or daughter, only daughter, Ganga. So, in her childhood, she was very detached to the material world. Her father appointed many teachers. She became very qualified. She was known all these musical instruments, and she became a Sanskrit scholar, read Sanskrit, could read all these Vedic scriptures and other scriptures. And when she came to a marriageable age, the father-mother trying to arrange a marriage, she refused. But she was very extremely beautiful. Many princes from other states, they come forward to get married with her. But she told, no, I cannot marry anyone in this mortal world. I don't consider these people saving they are the Purusha. Those have simply mustache and male body. Purusha, I consider Krishna as my only husband. There is no other husband, Purusha, I don't find in this material world. There is only one Purusha, is Krishna. And Krishna is my husband. I don't accept anyone else in this material world. In this way, she did not get married. So in the course of time, her parents were expired. Both King Naresh Narayan and his queen, they disappeared. That time she became young. She was about 20 years. So everyone, surrounding other kingdoms, they thought, now this king has gone, then we can attack the kingdom and submerge with us. But with much courage and brave, Ganga Mata Goswami Sachi was fighting with them, and she defeated all her enemies, and she ruled the country for some time. Then after maybe 8-10 years, again he thought about Krishna. She became very serious. She wanted to come to Vrindavan somehow or other. Who want to just come to Vrindavan to see the pastime places of Krishna. And one day he called all his ministers and then told, okay, sometimes I am going out for some traveling, some in a pilgrimage to see some holy places in this way. For him, you all can now rule the kingdom. I think you are all qualified. So in this way, she come with many maid servants, because she was the queen of the kingdom. So many, about 25 other women were with her. She came. That time everyone coming in walking. Anyhow, she reached Vrindavan. But she knows that. She read all the literatures of also Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Rupa Goswami, all these things. So she thought that Adau Guru Padasraya. If I want to enter in a spiritual life, then I must first accept a spiritual master. So she did whole Brajamandal Parikrama, she visited all the holy places, then inquired from different devotees, where is a qualified spiritual master? How can I get a qualified spiritual master? So, as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling, Pandita Gosaira Sishya Ananta Acharya Tahara E Priya Sishya Pandita Haridasa. Pandit Haridas, he was very famous at that time. She was worshipping Govinda Dev, Radha Govinda temple. She was also compiler of Vaishnava Abhidhana. Anyhow, Gadadhar Pandit's disciple was Anantacharya. Anantacharya's disciple was Pandita Haridas. Pandit Haridas was there. Krishna's Kaviraj glorifies like that. He was a qualified Paramahansa Vaishnava. She never criticized any other Vaishnava. She never find faults with others. He always sees the good qualities from others. So in this way, when she hears about the glory of Pandit Haridas, then she approaches to Pandit Haridas that, can I become here? She just pay obeisances and approached him, asked him to become her guru. She just laughed. You are a princess. You have so many ornaments. Your body is about many ornaments, diamonds, golds, and many other jewelry. And you have 25 servants with you. And you want to enter into spiritual life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parampara is not like that. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Sikhyartha Mekam Purusa Purana. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari Krupam Mudhije Tamahan Prapadye, Saramada Charya told. So Mahaprabhu's, in this way, how can your mind is still on sense enjoyment and so many things, then you are I cannot accept now you as a disciple. Actually, he was testing her. So, anyhow, Sachi gradually sent all his servants to her previous kingdom. Finally, she remained alone. She has another sister, her relative, was Lakshmi Priya Devi. She was staying in Radhakram. And she started associating with her and they together doing parikrama, chanting, japas in this way. When Haridas understood everything, she gave up all her ornaments and costly clothes, everything, just use simple cloth and chanting every day, like 3 lakh names every day with his Lakshmi Priya Devi. Whole day and night chanting the holy names, that they are staying together and they are doing Govardhana parikrama, all these things. Then many Vaishnavas went to Haridas, requested. She is not an ordinary woman. She gave up everything just for you, just to take initiation from him, from you. Anyhow, Haridas Pandit one day called both Lakshmi Priya and Ganga and Sachi. Her name was Sachi. And he told that I am very pleased with your renunciation and your austerity, and you are so serious now for to perform devotional service and to Govinda Dev. So now I can initiate you. She became very pleased. She was just dancing like anything. In her heart, she was become very pleased. So in this way, she got initiated by Pandit Haridas. Then Pandit told, okay, you go and stay with Lakshmi Priya and Radhakund, and both of together you can chant. Lakshmi Priya also was a disciple of Haridas Pandit. So they are chanting every day and night, 3 lakh names, and doing Govardhan parikrama. Many years like this gone. Finally, one day, Pandit Haridas called her. He told, okay, now I want to send this Sachi. I want Sachi to go to Jagannath Puri. With Jagannath Puri, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the associates disappeared, no one is preaching the Gaudiya philosophy there. People are now misdirected there. So you, Sachi, should go there. And every day you must start reading Bhagavatam. You are very qualified person. You so you can read Bhagavatam and explain Bhagavatam to others, and you will be successful. My blessings with you, and you will get mercy from Lord Jagannath, definitely. So I want you go to Jagannath Puri. She was not ready, but somehow there is the order of a spiritual master. So she left, finally she left Vrindavan Dham, went to Jagannath Puri. And Jagannath Puri, she stayed in the house of, the previous house of Sarvam Bhattacharya, just in the bank of Swetaganga. And she was staying there and doing Madhukari for her food. And then in every day morning she started finishing her some chanting and his morning works. Then gave every day discourses, about 3-4 hours, Bhagavatam. We are speaking on Bhagavatam. She became so famous gradually. Some people come gradually. Gradually people come from very long distance, from maybe 50 kilometers away, surrounding areas. People coming to see, just listen Bhagavatam from Ganga Mata Goswami. When the king of Puri, that time king was Mukunda Dev, also came. They personally came to hear Bhagavatam from Ganga Mata Goswami. This is the power of the blessings of spiritual master. Her spiritual master told to go and read Bhagavatam. She has full faith on the words of the spiritual master. So was she became very famous. Then a particular day, Ganga Dasara, some special incident. People are going, thousands of people going to the Ganga for taking a bath, Varuni Snan or something. So Ganga Mata Goswami also developed a desire. I must go to Ganga and have a sacred bath. But immediately she remembered, oh no, my Guru Maharaj gave me instruction to remain in Jagannath Puri and preach Bhagavatam there. Preach Gaudiya philosophy. And Nam Sankirtan, she was also doing Nam Sankirtan. So she stopped. But inside he became little morose. In night, Lord Jagannath came to her dream. Jagannath told, oh, why you are so morose? Today, in midnight, you see this Swetaganga. This is non-different from river Ganges. You go and take bath there. Your life will be successful. You will get 1,000 times more taking bath from the Ganga, in Ganga Sagar. So she just woke up and it was midnight. She just come down to the Swetha Ganga. And when she was just touching the Ganges water, suddenly a heavy waves come and just took her away from the bank to the somewhere. She was become like senseless, just took her away. Just like in sea, the waves are coming, just take her away. When she come to her senses, she saw that she was in the feet of Lord Jagannath, inside the temple. No one is there. And inside Jagannath temple, she was just sitting alone and feet of Jagannath. So, and this chowkidar there, always outside there, hearing some sound from inside. Some sound is coming, so what is going on? And like, it looks like many people, thousands of people, they are just making some sound, something inside. They inform the king, then they open all the gates. But they say inside is nothing there, there is only Sachi. But they found the Sachi. She's sitting there alone. So all the priests, they shouted. She must have somehow other hiding here to stole the ornaments of Gaya, the jewelries of Lord Jagannath. She is a thief. Everyone shouted. But the king knows that she is a great Vaishnavi. She could not do like this, but everyone, all the ministers and all the priests, they shouting. So king told, no, I was personally going to her Bhagavatam from her discourses. Like Ganga Mata Goswami was simply crying. not protesting, not telling anything, any word. Just thinking Jagannath has some special purpose. Why did this pastimes? He told me to take bath in Ganga, and I take, then he brought me into his lotus feet. So anyhow, then finally they decided to put her in jail. She just went in jail. The whole day he was in jail, not eating anything. Night, Jagannath, very furious, he appeared to the king in a very furious form, heavy, shouted at the king, "You dare, how dare you arrest my devotee and put her in jail? Huh? She is the dearmost devotee of mine. I personally brought her to my lotus feet. She has a desire to go to take a bath in Ganges. So, do you thinking I am myself as a wooden, just a wooden log, wooden form, a wooden doll? What are you thinking? Ganges is flowing from my lotus feet. So, by the waves of Ganges, I brought her to my lotus feet. You should go personally and make her free from her shackles, and you are all become so offender, Vaishnava Pratha. She is the greatest Vaishnavi, and you all committed offenses. You, your ministers, your priests. So there is no other remedy. I cannot excuse all of you unless you go and fall down at her feet and beg forgiveness. And all of you must take initiation from her and become her disciple. Otherwise, become very angry. Jagannath told, "I will finish all of you." So king become very, immediately he just woke up and ran to the jail. And he fell down in feet of Ganga Mata Goswami. Because she did not tell anything, she did not protest. She was just depending on the will of Lord Jagannath. So king, in the morning, make her free and fall down at her feet and requested her to give him initiation and become his spiritual master. And so then this news spread everywhere. The king become disciple of Ganga Mata. First Ganga Mata is not agreed. "No, I am not qualified to become disciple, to become a spiritual master. I am simply carrying the order of my spiritual master. I am preaching Bhagavatam here." Anyhow, then finally they all, the king, his ministers, and it's all these pujaris, pandas, they all become her disciple. They took initiation from Ganga Mata Goswami. In this way, she is very glorious personality, that Lord Jagannath made her as an acharya in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gaudiya Sampradaya. So in this way, today is her appearance day, Ganga Mata Goswami. There are many stories. Finally, that one Brahman came from Jaipur and he gave his Radha Krishna deity to him, Rasika Rai. That is, she was not accepting deity, but the Brahman left the deity in Tulsi Garden. Then later, Ganga Mata Goswami understood this is the will of Krishna, started worshipping the deity. So, in this, many other pastimes, I just finish here. Ganga time is our only. Baladev Vidyabhushan. Is the our acharya, our sampradaya. Before this Gaudiya Sampradaya, other sampradaya's peoples, they did not accept this Gaudiya Sampradaya. Specifically this Rama, this Sri Sampradaya Vaishnavas in Jaipur. They are thinking, this Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are telling that we are from Madhva Sampradaya, but they are not accepting the teachings of Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya worship Lakshmi Narayana. They know Radha Krishna worship before. So how these Gaudiya people, they worshipping Radharani with Govinda Dev. They were opposing this. And today is his disappearance. Little ka his earlier life. Baladev Vidyabhushan. Baladev, his family name was Baladev. Vidyabhushan title he got after. And he was born near Remuna, there is a village. Kusumasuli, now it is called Korali, like something, a name. He was born in Khandayat family, not in Kayastha, little like Khatriya type family, little Khatriya and Kayastha, this family. So from his very childhood he was very talented, and he was a great interest for reading scriptures, Shastra. And in a small village there is whatever a facility there. After he come to Puri, Jagannath Puri, for further study, and he went to Chilika, there is Parikud, one village where he got all the Sanskrit grammar and all this, he learned everything. And then he went to study in walking, he went to South India and he became accepted as a Madhu Sampradaya. He became initiated from that Sampradaya, gradually became a sannyasi from that Sampradaya, Madhu Sampradaya. He was a sannyasi, a Madhu Sampradaya. And he was got famous as a Digvijay Pandit. He was traveling all over South India, in Mysore, all these areas. Then he was, everyone considered him as a Digvijay Pandit. No one could defeat him in arguments, logic and Shastra. So, and finally he come back to Puri and stay in Puri. Then he come in contact of a Vaishnava and a Shyamananda Sampradaya. Shyamananda Prabhu, I heard the name. Shyamananda Prabhu's disciple was Rasikananda. Rasikananda Prabhu's disciple was Nayanananda. Nayanananda's disciple was Radha Damodar. Then Radha Damodar was staying in Jagannath Puri. And some people informed Baladeva Vidyabhushan that he is a great scholar. Then he was interested to meet the scholars and discuss. He went to Radha Damodar. Then he had some arguments, some talk with him. Then he could find that she is a really learned person. Then Radha Damodar told him, he gave him the short sandarbha of Jiva Goswami to read. When Baladeva Vidyabhushan read the short sandarbha of Jiva Goswami, then he told no other sampradaya. He knows all other sampradayas before. No other sampradaya has such perfect philosophy. Not perfect philosophy and Shastric conclusions as this short sandarbha. He understood that a short sandarbha, this is by Jiva Goswami, this is the topmost literature among all the Vaishnava acharyas. So he wanted to he gave up this Madhya Sampradaya Dikhya. Then he asked Radha Damodar another again to take, he got initiated from him. Anyhow, he got initiated again from Radha Damodar Prabhu. And later, then he was also become a detached person. His name, a detached person, he got initiation from Pitambara Babaji or someone. He did name, later become Govinda Das. Baladeva Vidyabhushan's name become, his detached name, his Babaji name become Govinda Das, something. So later, taking permission from his guru, and his guru Radha Damodar advised him, you should go to Vrindavan, and if you want to detail, know about the Gaudiya philosophy and Bhagavatam, he was interested to read Bhagavatam, then he told, send him to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. That time Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was in Vrindavan. So Baladeva Vidyabhushan came to Vrindavan and he was stay with Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and he was studying all the Vaishnava literatures and specifically Bhagavatam, and he became very pleased. So when he was in Vrindavan, he was also worshipping the deity Radha Shyama Sundar, that is Shyamananda Prabhu deity. Anyhow, so at that time this Sri Sampradaya Vaishnava, there is a place when you go to Jaipur from Mathura, first you enter the Jaipur city, before there is called Galta, these hills on both sides, right side this, you go inside, then there is called Galta, so place, Galaburusi, Patan austerity there, there is, you know, been called, there is Ganga is still, Ganga Dhara is appeared, they told, they consider there is Ganga Dhara, anyhow, so that the place, that the Sri Vaishnava was staying, and some people are staying. And they complained to the king. That time the Jaipur king was Jai Singh. King Jai Singh. Man Singh was the disciple of Raghunath. Bhatta, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who built this Mansingh was built that Govindev temple. And all this, kingdom, they all the peoples in ancestry, they all gradually becoming the follower of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So Radha Govinda, they was worshipped by the Gaudiya Sampradaya peoples, the Brahmins. So this Ramananda Sampradaya, the Sri Vaishnava, they all objected. The Supreme Lord is Lakshmi Narayan. Narayan is the Supreme. These peoples are just worshipping Govinda, Krishna. Krishna is the incarnation of Narayana. They are considered like this. So after doing Aarti of Govinda, then same Aarti they are showing to the Narayana. What is this? This is not. And where is Radharani come there? Lakshmi, then Narayana. So anyhow, there is some complaint. It told these people are not authorized. You should kick out them. We will allow to worship Govinda Dev. And like this, they complained, gave many complaints. The king was not in technically all this, they did not know anything. So the Jaipur king sent person to Vrindavan. Someone should come and argue with these peoples. If you cannot defeat them, then they will take the seva of Govinda Dev. So anyhow, Baladev Vidyabhushan was very old. He could, all Vaishnava was telling this, I cannot walk to Jaipur. That time only going to Jaipur means walking. So he told, okay. He asked, his Sikya Sishya, Baladev Vidyabhushan. He told, you go with my blessings. You definitely be winner. And I am also telling my disciple Krishna Das with you. Both of you go and just save our sampradaya from this critical situation. Go there. So Baladev Vidyabhushan with his just started his journey to Jaipur. She was very detached. He has only one kaupin. When he was going to Jaipur, he mentioned that he was only one kaupin and one kantha. Kaupin a kantha situ like Goswami is putting in on his shoulder like kambal one just and her lathi. One danda and a commandalu was went to Jaipur. When the king saw this, in this way, where to Baladev Vidyabhushan, he told, finish these peoples, how this guy defeat these peoples. They are so learned scholars, so aristocratic brahmanas, they are all this. But when this sabha was arranged, the meeting between the two groups, they have many pandits, but here is only Baladev Vidyabhushan and one another Krishna Das. He was not so learned. So anyhow. But these pandits there, some of them from South India. And when they saw Baladev, they recognized him. Oh, this person from Madhva Sampradaya before, he was Madhva Sampradaya Sannyasi. Oh, how he came here with these Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Became fearful. Now they understand that yes, Baladev is coming means they understand this. So Baladev Vidyabhushan debate with them. In logic, argument, debate and shastra they defeated. But still they could not accept. They told, no, we want in your, if you are telling that you are a Pramanik Sampradaya and you telling from Madhvacharya, Madhva Sampradaya, then you are not worshipping Lakshmi. Are you telling Krishna? Madhvacharya worshipping only Krishna, Udupi Krishna, not Radharani there. How do you Radharani is there? In this way they argue, then he told, we want in your sampradaya, if you have a sampradaya, you must show us your commentary on Vedanta Sutra. You must show us your commentary on Bhagavad Gita. You must show your commentary on Vishnu Sahasranam. And you must show your commentary on Upanishads, basically 10 Upanishads. If you have not these commentaries, then how your sampradaya is authorized? He told, okay, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that Srimad Bhagavatam is Pramanam Amalam. This is the commentary on Vedanta. Bhashyayam Brahma Sutranam. This Bhagavatam is the commentary, natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra. There is no need of other commentary. But they don't accept this. We don't know all these things. We have, but you have to show your commentary all these things. We want their commentary on Vedanta Sutra. They become very adamant. Finally, Baladevi Devasam, so there is no other way. They finally told, okay, he took some time. He went to Kadam, Govinda Devi's temple and just pay full dandavat pranam to Govinda Devi. And he not took any prasad, any fasting and just praying to Govinda Devi. This is your sampradaya. You yourself claim as Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now why are you doing this part, all these things? What is going on? If you, in this way he determined not to just come get up, unless he got some order from Govinda Devi or his mercy. So night Govinda Devi came in his dream. He told, why you were so disturbed? Don't worry. You just sit down with pen and paper. What to write? I will tell you everything. So it is told that Govinda was prompting and Vidyadhara Vidyavisham was writing. Anyhow, or from inside. Like Prabhupada also wrote his books. One time journalist asked Srila Prabhupada, Swamiji, how you wrote so many wonderful books, so glorious books, and even the scientists, big scholars, they like your books, and they are in all libraries, all these things. Prabhupada told, Krishna was prompting, I was writing. They could not understand anything. How Krishna? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. God was prompting and writing, how it is possible? When Prabhupada's secretary was telling, okay, our spiritual master means that the God is a super soul is residing in everyone's heart, also in the heart of our spiritual master. So from within he was guiding. Prabhupada told, no, I did not say this. Don't speculate. Krishna was prompting, I was writing. As Prabhupada told here, Prabhupada house, The Prabhupada told, when I come to write, Krishna personally come, also. Get him prompting. So anyhow, when Govinda, when Baladevi Devasan was, he told that Govinda Bhashya, he could last fast, he wrote within 7 days the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. That is known as Govinda Bhashya. It's famous as Govinda Bhashya. Because Govinda was, he writing, this Baladevi Devasan was writing. This Bhashya was written by Govinda Dev, he's dedicated this his bhashya to Govinda Dev. This anyhow, only time. So anyhow, so Govinda Dev completed the Govinda bhashya in 7 days. Then went then in the other bhashyas they wrote. He told the total he took about 3 months to wrote all these bhashyas. Govinda bhashya, he wrote within 7 days. Then Gita Bhushana Bhashya. That is Prabhupada dedicated his Bhagavad Gita as it is to Baladev Vidyabhushan. Because Bhagavad Gita as it is from this, it told that 70% of Prabhupada commentary is from Baladev Vidyabhushan. So Baladev Vidyabhushan, he wrote his Gita Bhushana Bhashya on commentary on Bhagavad Gita, then he wrote his Sahasranam Bhashya, his all Upanishad Bhashyas, then he come to the Pandits. Pandits Bhaiya told, this is our Bhashya. This is Vedanta Sutra, this is Bhagavad Gita, this is Vishnu Sahasranam, this is Upanishads. Bhashya. When they read all these Bhashya, specifically the Govinda Bhashya, then they could not believe how this is possible to someone, as a human being, to write such a Bhashya. We have seen the Sri Bhashya, Ramanuja Acharya, Parijata Bhashya, and also Madhvacharya's Bhashya. And this all four bhashyas. They read all bhashyas, told this bhashya is unique. There is no argument, no point that we can reject anything in our. So they all unanimously accepted this. This is definitely, he wrote this bhashya by the mercy of Govinda Dev. And Baladev Vidyabhushan also named the bhashya after Govinda Dev, Govinda Bhashya. Govinda, it was this bhashya was written by, this is Bhashya was spoken by Govinda Deva, himself he told. Baladeva Nama, anyhow, I am not going in. Bhashya Metad Virachitam Baladeva Nevdhimata, see Govinda Nirdesena, Govindakya, Mamatataha. So by Govinda's instruction, I wrote this, Baladeva Vidyavasan himself wrote in this, in his Mangalacharan, also in end. So anyhow, so all Pandits, they accepted this. Now they all accepted this Gaudiya Sampradaya, the authorized Sampradaya. So that's why we are now recognized everywhere. Other this people were so adamant to see all these things. So in this way, Baladeva Vidyabhushan saved our Gaudiya Sampradaya. So he's acharya of this Sampradaya. Then he saw them all of these things. Then the Pandits, the king was very pleased. Then all these Pandits and king, they gave a special title to him as Vidya Bhushan. Vidya Bhushan is the title given to Baladev by these Pandits of Jaipur and Jaipur king. They glorify him. And this way Baladev Vidya Bhushan came back to Vrindavan, and all the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they became very pleased. So many things to say about Baladev Vidya Bhushan. He was not ordinary personality. Bhakti Vinod Thakur told, he is the Gopinath, he is the incarnation of Gopinath Acharya. Gopinath Acharya, who was hearing brotherly law of Sarvamangala Acharya, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking, telling this Vedanta Sutra, we explaining Vedanta Sutra to Sarvamangala Acharya, then Gopinath Acharya was there. He was hearing this commentary. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur wrote that this same Gopinath Acharya, he appeared as Baladev Vidyabhushan. He told that he is also a gopi in Radha Krishna's pastimes. In this way, I just described about Baladev Vidyabhushan and Ganga Mata, Goswamini, and also Ganga Puja. Okay. Time is over, so I stop here. Anyone, any question or comment? Okay. So no question, no comments. So I stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.